A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 29th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the just ended Southern African Development Community, or SADC, summit that was actually in the capital, Harare.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Alas, despite the rich and diverse endowments of our region, about 70% of our people continue to live below the poverty datum line. By exporting our natural resources in their raw form, we are not only earning marginal benefits from them, but are in essence compromising our efforts to create jobs or diversify our products or even develop our industry.
Those, of course, are closing remarks from President Robert Mugabe at the just ended SADC Extraordinary Summit held in Harare. Of course, that's the topic of tonight's Live Talk discussion.
The SADC Extraordinary Summit is ended in Harare with SADC Chairman President Robert Mugabe calling on the region to work together. The five-day summit was held under the theme Regional Strategy and Roadmap for Industrialization.
Though industrialization was the only agenda of the summit, the issue of xenophobic attacks in South Africa was seen by many as the elephant in the room. Responding to questions from journalists on the region's stance on xenophobia, President Mugabe said no specific measures have been taken by the regional bloc on the continued migration of foreigners into South Africa. But of course, he called on the attacks to stop.
What do you think about the outcome of the SADC summit? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama dzadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezve musangano wenyika dzekuchamhembe kweAfrica unova wapera iwo muHarare nasi. Dingindira remusangano uyu ranga rakanangana nekutarisa nyaya dzemaindustry vatungamiri venyika zvavanga vachida kunyanya kuti nyika dzemu dzekuchamhembe kweAfrica dzemusada kana dzotengesa zvinhu kunze zvinofanira kunge zvakakwenenzverwa, kwete kungotengesa mangoda nje, asi kuti vagadzirewo mishina yekuti vange vachikwenenzverwa mangoda acho vasati vatengesa kana kutogadzirawo maring nezvimwe zvinoita kuti vanhu vemu SADC vaone mabasa. Asi nyaya yanga iri pamuromo wevakawanda inyaya yekurwiswa kwezvizvarwa zvedzimwe nyika kuSouth Africa. Gibbs
yevakambe zulu ringachola njani sizwile ke ukuti kona ngale Harare kade kungani bekulokuxozela izolo lapha abantu kade betshengisela khona ukuthi hayi abathandi izenzo eziziwa ke ngumongameli Robert Mugabe. Lamhla ke umhlangano lo uphelile. Ye uthe uphela njalo ke umongameli Robert Mugabe ukhulume letata lezindaba wathi ukuthi hayi okanye angazani kuyahlupha kwele Zimbabwe ikuthi kulabantu abaningi abahlala khona ngale eSouth Africa. Blessing wasekhuluma futhi wathi kulabanye abeZimbabwe abangani bayenza lokho kuthiwa yikuganga. Sizwile khuluma ngamakalanga sithi lapha lalapha kungani bayenza into ezingasizo. Ye so sizwile njalo ke ekhuluma khona ngale SADC esithi ungazani kuyakhathaza Blessing ikuthi 70% of the people abase Southern Africa abala nto bangayenza vele abaphili kahle. So singathi ke ngesikhiwa uthi they are living below the poverty datum line. So kutsho ukuthi vele lokhana bakujala ukwenza ukuthi okwamasweswe nemromo kuthiwani
kunonga susu ni
muru. Aha. Mm-hmm. So bakanya zani baenza kunoku. Ukuti ba tubega abala ntuji aba nga kwanisuti papile ngayo. Mm-hmm. So sizwile njalo ke kuna ngale kukulunywa. Yezo kutuwa ke kunoku kutuwa kumele kufuselu wa mafektari. Mm-hmm. Enganye kunganyeta isati kionke. Mm-hmm. So sunu uzu wanguzulu kuti kambe uzuli na utini ngote balolu. Zulu kanda ba ngani funungu yana katesu kutlelo. Ye nasi nombolo. 001-202-619-2077. Lifone kanye, selifone la kuna ngapo ke Zulu kandaba. Ye, kuluman sezu. Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think we have our first guest. Our first guest is Dr. Bright Matonga, the former Deputy Information Minister. Dr. Matonga, good evening. I think we are... Mm-hmm. Have a bad connection there. We'll try to call him back. Mm-hmm. But of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And I think we have our second guest.
Yes.
That is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, economic commentator. He works with the Liberal Market Solutions. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. Hello there, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you mm-hmm. can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Ngwenya, the static summit has ended. What do you think could be the outcome of that extraordinary summit?
Well, there can be never any sustainable outcome. I mean, mm-hmm. This is a gathering of hypocrites who don't want to confront the truth. You know, mm-hmm. when you're talking about a meeting of heads of state, you expect them to focus on priority issues and take serious resolution, and we know that's the biggest challenge that we have, you know, in Southern Africa, in SADC as well, is that of unemployment and the regional instability that is caused by, you know, dictatorship and bad government, especially by Zimbabwe. So if those issues have not been raised, I just think that once again, you know, our nation has been subjected to another expensive and unnecessary talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Of course, the issue of xenophobia was not on the agenda, as you have heard, and you are saying it was a priority. I think that was the most topical issue. Why do you think it was skated?
Yeah, it's understandable, you know, when, you know, these countries avoid this because xenophobia is a symptom of economic instability. There is a deficit of industrial productivity in these countries like Zimbabwe and Malawi and other countries. So the lack of industrial intelligence, the lack of employment is the one that causes this negative flow of immigration, you know, to South Africa. So, you know, Mugabe being chairman of SADC, you know, he would not want to raise issues that eventually point fingers at him. I mean, Jacob Zuma talked about it over the time that he was talking about his country's independence.
Mm-hmm.
So the chairman of SADC decides to avoid taking on the subject because mm-hmm. it's culpable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I think Gibbs, we have Dr. Matonga now. Mm-hmm. Dr. Matonga, of course, is the former Deputy Information Minister. Dr. Matonga, good evening.
Good evening to you, listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Dr. Matonga, what do you think about the SADC extraordinary summit that ended in Harare today?
Obviously, the main issue was on beneficiation, but it was overshadowed by the issue of xenophobia that took place in South Africa and was blown all over the world. I'm sure they discussed those issues in detail, but obviously there must have been a lot of uneasiness between the countries because of the xenophobia.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, the issue of beneficiation is very important, that Africa has got to now benefit from its resources, not to get stamps. All raw materials, majority of them should be processed in Africa, and that we should put systems in place that we can adhere to and make sure that the system is replicated all over Africa. South Africa, Nigeria, they've got the advance in terms of equipment, in terms of industries, Even in Zimbabwe, to an extent, the industry needs to be revived to bring in new equipment. So we should start from that angle. SADC has made a very important step in pushing for that, and I think it's an issue that has been topical in Zimbabwe for quite some time, and it's good that Zimbabwe is sharing SADC and Zimbabwe is sharing the African Union. We can influence a lot of our African partners in terms of coming up with beneficiation plans, beneficiation systems. Obviously, our industries differ. The countries are very rich in their, you know, in the mineral resources, in gold, in platinum, like Zimbabwe and South Africa, in Angola. Other countries like Nigeria, they've got oil. But unfortunately, most of processed oil in Nigeria is imported. Mm-hmm. Yet they are one of, if not the biggest African oil-producing country in Africa. It's very sad, it's unfortunate, and that is something needs to be done as a matter of urgency.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ngwenya, what is stopping Africa from benefiting from its resources or this beneficiation that the regional leaders were talking about?
Well, look, you know, in order, if you want this continent, especially, I want to talk about Zimbabwe. And, I mean, Africa is a big problem because, you know, we will be generalizing. You know, the algorithm of beneficiation does not begin by talking like what Brightness Matonga is saying, talking about capital, talking about, you know, resources. You need to have an intelligent combination between good governance and ability to attract, equipment and capital. And that only comes when a country is governed well. Now, when you have a despotic regime like we have in Zimbabwe, where, you know, there is self-interest and rent-seeking, where there is selfishness. Look at the diamonds were plundered in Marange. This government has been talking about diamond cutting for the past 5 years, and nothing's happening because these despots and their colleagues benefit from transferring these raw materials out of the country. They are not interested. They don't have the intelligence and the depth to be able to have policies that that attract, you know, capital. You know, the liquidity crunch is another problem because our fiscal and financial systems are so unstable. We are not a reliable, data. So it's impossible to have an intelligent conversation with people like the Matongas of the world because they don't understand that industrialization and growth come with good governance.
Thank you so much. Of course, I will ask Mr. Matonga to respond to that. Asrega Timbo Tora Mutereri Arparunare Vatorima Magadi.
Ndaganaga Angu Magadio.
Iwa T report Peo Fungwadzenu.
I think being 100% Zimbabwean, I think to talk about industrialization when we don't have even one functional industry working in Zimbabwe at the moment, I think it's so disheartening. I think we could have talked about what is happening in South Africa, our neighbors, and so forth. But to pretend like other countries, like the neighbors, Vana Angola, Vanema Industry, Lavarufamba, Chakamaka, and we want to pretend like we have something to do with Nyazima Industry, I think. It's so disheartening. Don't talk about how many years ago that was. That's the real things which are there on the ground. Not about industrialization. What about industrialization in a country like Zimbabwe?
Apana chiriku chekutaur.
Apana chiriku. Let us be very honest.
I want to note that.
Zimbabwe, and to make matters worse, you cannot expect to an Akuru Vataure Nizimin Zazanotara Nazo. So, could I in Yaguchi can also be background which not over what you want to read? You don't have those feelings. So, you can't say Amakalanga, they are going there just because one of the people who are Asian can out all those other things. It's so disheartening to talk like that when you are a leader, when people are starving. When people are being killed in South Africa, and then you pretend Van Lesatagona, I have to blame them because Vavanta Suta, I own what is happening in Zimbabwe. What industry are they coming to talk in Zimbabwe? We must not have an industry. Yeah, one year.
I want to note as Kuruwa Torima.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Mr. Torima is not a happy citizen of Zimbabwe. He's saying there is not even a single industry to quote him.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they want to talk about industrialization in Zimbabwe when most industries have closed shop. And he's also taking exception to remarks by Mr. Mugabe saying that some Kalangas think going to South Africa is going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that, maybe he's not in touch because people are really suffering and it's disheartening to die in a foreign country, you know, where the perpetrators are using the so-called necklace method of putting a tire around your neck and then putting gasoline and setting you on fire.
Eh, Baba Ngwenya, I think umzwile lapho baba uTori Mekhuluma and ngazana abantu abaningi. Bato ngokukhuluma umongameli lapha ungani uchaya sibili inkota. Ungathini ba?
Yeli. Yele iqinise ukuthi phela njengoba sithiwe ubaba uthi yena ngavele imithetho yakhona lengqondo zabantu ababusa lapha eZimbabwe omgabe labanabo maphonga labantu bengelangqondo yokuthi kube ama-policies aletha ama-industry awusuke ukukhuluma nge-industry abantu abeZimbabwe uzwe eZimbabwe uya e-South Africa ngoba ngale kule mitshina esebenzayo kule ma-factory ayisebenzayo ama-company izimoto alungisayo ngapha sobakubhijisa konke ama-diamond ama-diamond abatshiwo ngamoya ngabomatonga lana athathe iphunyiswe njalo enge ngoba abalandaba lokuthi kube nemitshina yokulungisisa ngapha ngoba bona banotha ngokuthi bayaphumisa impahla ezimbabwe ingalungiswanga so nxa kungasatshintshwanga iy'ngqondo zakhona abantu ababusayo uyatsho njalo ukuthi abantu bazabe lokhu bethe e-South Africa ngoba akula lutho elikhona ukhuluma nge-industrialization wena ungakakhulumi ngezinto ezilungisiswa
Yeah, I think I've got some message from one of our correspondents in Zimbabwe. You know what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying Mr. Ian Kama of Botswana, that's the president of Botswana, told Mr. Zuma, told Mr. Mugabe to solve the economic problems in Zimbabwe so that Zimbabweans would not flock to their countries, that is South Africa as well. But Mugabe was not happy with that confrontation, as he told the leaders that Zimbabweans are leaving the country out of their own volition. So I think there's an issue there.
Vamatonga ichokwadi here kuti vanhu varikuenda havo kunze kwenyika uko nekuda kwete kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Mataurirwo anoitwa nevanhu vanenge vakuita kutanhaura vachitarudza vachiaziva kuti zvinenge zvazvekungotukirira asi handisi kuona vari kupa pfungwawo dzavo dzinobatsira nyika nekuti tinokwanisa kugara zuva rete every day 365 days tichingotukira kuti vamugabe vakati ningaai Zimbabwe yakadai hazisi kubatira izvozvo put on the table kuti kama azodai ninga azodai nyaya iripo ndeyekuti Africa, senyika dzemuAfrica tona kubatanaina chinhu chimwe chete tichikopa zvinoitwa nana EU vanoita zvinhu zvimwe chete zvokuti vasumudzire maindastry avo zvekuti titsvage kuti uyo azotaura zvakadai atuka zvakadai kana kuti president vati makaranga vanoenda kusouth africa ngavagare muno muzimbabwe ndo nyika yavo what's wrong with that ngavagare muno vabatsira zvemunyika handizi togara hatidi vanhu vanoita semasecond class citizen yekuti havasi vemuno or the few kuti they are south african muzimbabwe wese vatofanira kunge tichitaura panapa ndezvokuti munhu wese ngaabatiwe semunhu wemuzimbabwe wedha uri munderere uri mushona uri muzezuru uri chii ezinongezi uri muno uri kubvuti rwako rwuri muno vanhumunhu fanira kubatwa semunhu wemuzimbabwe pasina kusarudza kumoko vana vakatatika yekungotiza vachienda zvinoita maproblems asi zvakare kana munhu adzidza achida kuenda kunze kwenyika hapana chakaita mabritish takuda kunovabata nyika dzese vanofamba vari all over the world hakuna chakaipa chekuti vanhu vaindo kune dzimwe nyika tsvaga kuzvibatsira kana waenda kunyika iyoyo uine mapepa ako akakwana inge uchiteedzera mitemo yemunyika ikoko
zvekuti unotora munyika mitemo yekunyika yekwako kana kunotipa nyika yako hazvibatire nekuti tazviona kuti kusouth africa kunoti vane maproblems ekutsvada vanhu vekune dzimwe nyika havadi kuseenza ichokwadi choto vanoseenza madzimai ekusouth africa varume vanenge vachidhakwa chete havana machira panyaya dzekukoshesa upenyu hwevanhu takaona mwana mukomana vakomana vaya vachibaya munhu nedemo makuseni mebanga makuseni machena takazo zvakare
nhare yava Dr. Matonga inenge iri kumboti nedzei asi regai tiende kuna Mr. Chifamba. Mr. Chifamba, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great. And where are you, in Harare or?
Oh, in Murewa.
In Murewa. Oh, how is Murewa?
Murewa is fine.
Excellent. Mr. Chifamba, your take on this extraordinary SADC meeting, which was focusing on industrialization, of course.
Oh, yes. The idea is very noble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then the countries, especially Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique,
mm-hmm.
they need to create the capacity for industrialization first.
Mm-hmm.
Before they talk of this industrialization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the infrastructure, the rail network, road network, even the policies
mm-hmm.
That attract investment.
Mm-hmm.
And those things cannot be seen in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rail infrastructure that was left by Ian Smith
mm-hmm.
has never been repaired and it's dilapidated.
Mm-hmm.
The systems no longer function in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. The roads are just foothold.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity, there's no electricity. So even if you talk of industrialization, as long as we do not improve those capacity for industrialization,
mm-hmm.
the infrastructure, the road, the railway, we won't attract any foreign investor
mm-hmm.
who want to invest and polish our diamonds. And who bring capital and equipment into the country.
Mm-hmm.
Then the issues of good governance again.
Mm-hmm.
Because when an investor wants to invest in a country, he also looks at the infrastructure in the country, the policies to their investment, and the general governance of that country. An investor would want to invest in a country that is led by a terrorist group.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the xenophobic issue,
mm-hmm.
You know, our leaders are tight-lipped because they've got their own deity mm-hmm. in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Zimbabwe, you know the murdering of people since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You even know the Gukurahundi of 1982, where more than 20,000 and the villages were butchered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can the SADC chair talk about xenophobia when he's that background?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mr. Chifamba, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Gukurahundi is talking about also extended to the Midlands province and Matabeleland provinces. Let's go to Mr. Ngwenya just briefly. Mr. Ngwenya, there's this SADC summit talking about job creation, industrialization. Is it not ironic that on the day this summit is ending, the government is ordering Telecel to close shop?
Well, I mean, these are the kind of situations that we call oxymorons because, mm-hmm. You know, in 1 minute, the government is extolling the virtues of job creation, claiming that they can influence policy to create 2 million jobs. And in the other, they are doing exactly the opposite. You occupy commercial farms and disenfranchise, disenfranchisement of 300 or 3 million, agricultural workers. And in a country that is dependent on agriculture, you know, we are talking about ICT instead of supporting companies in technology, you are forcing them to close down. So you just wonder, how do you talk about industrialization when your policy framework is so perforated? So that's why I keep saying that it is lack of understanding. The conflict between politicking and rhetoric of Yena Robert Mugabe and the reality on the ground that they cannot, they are disconnected, from reality. The reality is they have the right policies to attract investment.
Thank you, Gibson.
Ngilo mnumzana ke umoyo lapha ecingweni. Baba Moyo, ungatshona njani ibhuswana khonapho?
Oh, siyatshona bhuti. Kuzani uGibs noma leyo?
Yeye, uGibs lapha. Wena unjani khonapho, Moyo?
Hayi, mina ngiyaziphilela baba.
Ye, usuphelele umhlangano khona ngale weSibhangibhangi weSadiq okade ukhona eHarare. Kambe wena ubona njani ngomhlangano wangkhona lo?
Hayi, umhlangano lo angiboni kule ndlela bhuti, ngaphandle kokubana kube nenhlamba kuphela nje lezi sizizwayo.
So ungatheni ngena khona?
Kusho ukuthi angikwazi noma ucabangele kahle ubaba uma esithi sithathe iSouth Africa siyenze i-small heaven. Kodwa ke ama-South Africa ma uzabe sithi amakhalanga babengakhethile ukuthi ngumhlobo mani Ndebele Shona, babengakhethile. Noma engazi umbuzo umuntu osebenza e-South Africa ma kuthi akhalanga kubizwa nje umuntu wonke weZimbabwe. Abakwazi ukuyehlukanisa ngemihlobo le. Baye njengokuba ubaba ma engabe enguye thina ezosithethisa thina singabantu abakhe. Hhayi, kacabanganga. I-South Africa ikhuluma ngabantwana beZimbabwe bonke, babaziza bethi ngamakhalanga. Yinto engiyaziyo ngoba ngangikhona lapho kuleyo ndawo. Ungaba ulishona, ungaba uyini, zenza ukuthi amakhalanga. Noma edayelinye ilizwe basibiza bathi singamakrimaya. Babebiza umhlobo wonke weZimbabwe ukuthi siye laphana sibile e-South Africa sonke singamashona, singamaNdebele, singani. Ingxayo yokuhlupheka. Akunamsebenzi eZimbabwe. Njengoba ngize ngifona ngiseBotswana, ngizasebenza ngizayenzani ngabathini abantwana futhi gift. Ngabathini ngempela for kaMthembu Sithembayo.
Siyakuzwa baba.
Akukho into engayenza. Kungcono ngikhohlele kwamanye amazwe ngizincenyise ngenzeni nekhaya ngokulala kusasa kusekuthi sengithi small heaven. Akumhluphi baba lento kubana mayeza ukuthi abantwana babulawa. Azize naye ngena ukubana sibili ngempela, kodwa angizwe siba nobuhlungu hayi ukuthi abe sekhuluma futhi ngiyathezela la amanqobo esiyabonayo nayo siyazile esenzakala e-South Africa kurayithanga lokho. Umhlangano lawo lo kade ukhona noma kade khuluma inkokeli ishele nje yodwa nje ukuthi imbuzi ukuthi kanti njengoba usithi lawa abantu abangamakhalanga abafundanga ilizwe labo lingaphi, indawo yabo kula zikolo yini? Wabaphendula mhlawumbe kade beza njangcono. Manje angikwazi noma njengoba kuthi akade bezihlele ziyinkokeli kusho ukuthi kade ngathi mhlawumbe ngamadlana abantu abamemuhle.
Siyakuzwa Moyo.
Into esilibonayo izasilethela ngitho ngitho eZimbabwe.
Emoyo baba sibili siyakuzithukuthele kakhulu, kodwa hayi sibongile ngamazwi akho amafitshane wona lawo.
Hayi akucabanga ukuthi ma kuthima besithi amaZimbabwe ma besithi khalanga e-South Africa noma ungafuze omunye ese-South Africa ungazebethi umbuzi ukuthi kanti ma besithi khalanga e-South Africa bazekhetha umhlobo onjani. Ngizokutshela nje kahle bethi bakhuluma ngabantu beZimbabwe. Yiba babeziza bethi khalanga noma eza krimaye.
Ye, hayi siyakuzwa
bona. BeZimbabwe lawo. So yena ubaba udiwe ukungena ingqamu phakathi, esifika ithumbu phakathi, kodwa ithumbu lilinye.
Ye, emoyo baba isikhathi tu.
Kulezi Zimbabwe, kulezi zikolo zamakhalanga, kulezi zikolo zani, angikwazi mina.
Ye, isikhathi sesiphelile moyo. Sesiphelile isikhathi baba. This got to do, but was working like
a code. Of course, Mr. Mashiri and Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line. And sorry, Mr. Dr. Matonga and Mr. Ngwenya, stay on the line. And of course, for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
Yeah, Baba Dube Temba Kunapoke, South Africa, Bambuke, Ungaika Chana. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying, stay tuned.